The Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
En dit is maandag, so dis Monday mailbag tyd. Kan ek vir jou die e-pos lees?
Read it to us.
Right, so we get these mails to drive@jacarandafm.com. People that just have a query or something in their lives that they want to sort out. Today's one is from Gareth. Hey Robin Roz, I have a problem and no one in my life seems to be able to agree on an answer. Maybe you guys can help. We had new neighbors move in last week. The problem is they have dogs. Our previous neighbors didn't, so the fact that we only have a flimsy little fence between our houses was never an issue. Now, our dogs are throwing hands with their dogs every chance they get. We're trying to work to close up the fence, but it is really expensive and takes time because we work all day. They are blaming us because our dogs are bigger and also not lifting a finger to do anything about it. What I want to know is, whose problem is this?
I'm sorry, if your dogs were there first, then that's their yard. You know, if you come in next door and your dogs and my dogs are going to have an argument, I feel like it's your job to do something about it.
Okay, I hear you, Rob Forbes.
Ja.
Maar as die groter honde die probleem is, then surely it's kind of 70% your problem. But can I tell you why?
Yeah.
I'm saying this because when I still stayed with my granny back in Cape Town, I had a little dog called Logan, and Logan passed away because there were neighbors that had these huge German shepherds, and Logan got through the fence and Logan was no more. So I think I'm coming with baggage to the situation.
Got you.
Maar ek dink dit is in die hande van die mense wat die groter honde het, because if your dog is a bigger dog, it is a bigger part of the problem.
I'm just going to throw it out there that the small dogs will be the yappy ones. They'll be starting the nonsense.
Okay.
As ek verkeerd.
Okay, I see you.
I mean? Yeah. Like, if my dogs have got a yard where they've been for a couple of years and they're happy and they're settled and this is their yard, and then all of a sudden there's another dog next door that wants to shout all the time, I feel like, I mean, is that a principle that works? I was here first.
Of is my principe die een wat werk? Jou hond is groter, sorteer dit uit. Maybe I'm oversimplifying.
I feel like if you have the small dogs, you should be the one to sort it out because, as you say, you are nervous about what will happen if they get to the big dogs.
Verstaan, maar as jy nou die groot honde het, en julle is al daar.
Because you can't sit in a situation where, like, now we have to take turns about whose dogs can be outside when. Like, that's ridiculous. We both live here. These are both our homes. Like, the dogs should be able to run around and do dog things.
Ja, want dit is onregverdig aan die einde van die dag dan vir die honde.
Can you teach dogs to make friends? Maybe they just need to be chums.
But if they've already started on the back foot, if I'm a dog now and I really don't like you and you're bigger than me now and you're infringing on my time of being able to go and play in the yard as a dog should be able to do.
Yeah, because it says in the email that we've got a flimsy fence between our houses. So if you've got a chain link fence or something where the dogs can, like, not just see each other but get at each other, that's a problem.
Andrew say, I agree with Rob. Small dogs instigate and the new neighbors should have done due diligence before moving in.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm not going to make myself popular here, but anything under knee height is not a dog.
I knee, Rob.
My humble opinion, you know.
Okay, anything under knee height is not a dog. So you are the owner of the big dogs. Then you must make sure that your dogs are not able to
No, then I have dogs,
get...
you don't have dogs.
Stop.
You know what I mean? No, not going with it.
Johan sê, jou hond is jou verantwoordelikheid. Jy en jou buurman besit altyd die honde. As jou hond jou buurman byt, is dit jou hond. En as sy hond jou byt, is dit sy hond. So he's just saying, like,
whoever's,
Yes.
How would you resolve this? Whose responsibility is it to try and make nice here, to try and fix the issue? The new neighbors or the people who were there? 0848500942. Drop us a quick voice note. We'll check in with them after 5:30. Listen, we're talking Monday mailbag today. Somebody's had new neighbors move in next door. They say they've got a fence between their properties. They had dogs. The new neighbors arrived with their own small dogs. And now the dogs are not getting on.
And when you say they had dogs, the people who live there already, hulle honde is groot.
Ja.
Dit is groot honde.
So we're arguing about whose responsibility is it to try and sort out the fact that the dogs are having a fight now And it seems like, I mean, you can't be taking turns, you know? Your dogs get to be outside on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Mine get Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
Nee,
they will half day Sunday.
Like, dis asof jy onder in die tronk is.
Nee, precies. Yard time. Exercise minutes.
Yes. Nee.
Naomi says hulle is altyd verantwoordelik vir 50% van die heining volgens die wet.
Woe.
So they are according to the law.
Daar's die wetlike verduideliking daarvan. Ek smal daaroor, because then that's 50% of the responsibility which we should, I guess, both be claiming.
Hoi Robin Roos, hoekom werk hulle nie net saam en doen 'n nuwe fengs nie? Ek meen, dis nou nie so moeilik om saam te werk nie, is dit?
I don't know. Blijkbaar is het.
Exactly.
It's not always simple.
Hi Robin Roos. Ek sê, vat die fengs weg. Haal die hele fengs uit, laat hulle mekaar uitsorteer.
Nee, Annie.
En as daai groot honde eers daar langs aan hulle besigheid gaan doen, gaan daai buurman baie vinnige fence opsit sodat hy nie hoef skoon te maak nie.
Annie is in the 300s. In the 300. You know that movie, This is Sparta?
Yes.
Like where you just have to let them fight? That's where she is.
Gwibus says, it's easy. Remove the fence and let nature take its course. No, man. We're not here for biting other dogs.
JHD says, last in, first out. So the new people must sort their stuff.
I kind of feel like that.
Mm.
However, I do understand that this is also the house you moved into. You want to use your own yard.
Ja.
I get that.
En ek wil ook weet, daar's nou al hierdie voorstelle van hulle moet het 50% uitwerk. Is die menslike bure, the humans, are they not getting along as well? Because this feels like it's not just a let's sort it out 50%. It feels as if we mense nie regtig oor die weg kom nie.
Ja, Werner says the happy dogs mustn't mess with the big dogs. Look at Australia on Saturday.
I mean, this is a serious issue.
That's a serious comment.
He's absolutely spot on.
Arnu says, you're responsible for your safety of your family, and that includes your pets.
True.
So you've got to take steps. So if you're the small dog owners, you must make a plan so that your dogs can't get next door.
So Colleen even thinks, not even a wall. She says, fence out, wall in. Sit the muur op.
Meer is dier, my broer.
Dit is dier en ook, moet jy nie soos beplanning en daai goed, as jy 'n additionele muur wil opsit. And now, even if it's a small wall, aren't the rules that you need to get kind of permissions and stuff like that?
I imagine the rules do. I don't think it'll hold anyone up. This is South Africa.
Or, blijkbaar moet die eiendomsagent het uitsorteer, of die landlord.
Fair enough.
Ja.
Ja.
Get a mediator. I think that is a goeie idea.
I think the crux of it for me would be the fact that if I had a peaceful life where my dogs weren't fighting with other dogs all the time, and then suddenly that was my new life, I would be Dick de Watsenomen.
Ja.
You know what I mean?
Maar nou kyk vir my, ek trek nou in met my twee klein hondjies in 'n lekker plek in. It's also a new life for me. It's a new start. Now I must be worried because Rob's dogs are rude.
As I said, anything under knee height is, you know, if you've got a lap dog, keep it on your lap.